Joe, how much are you looking forward to going against Calvin Johnson?
Oh, looking forward to it a lot. I mean, he's the best receiver in the league, and it's always good to go up against the best, you know what I'm saying, just to see where you are.
Is it a question, he didn't play last game, it was kind of a late decision. Would you be relieved if he didn't play, or would you be disappointed not being able to go against him?
Neither way. I mean, he's a big part of the offense, and I mean, that's something that I look forward to playing against him. But if he's missing, I mean, we're still going to go about it. We want to get a W. It's more about the team than me and Calvin with a one-on-one matchups.
What has Ray Horton brought to the defense this year? It seems like you guys are really clicking.
Oh, man, he's basically brought a good scheme over. You know, we have good players to play in the scheme. He lets people do what they do well. You know, he lets our front seven control the run, and lets our secondary handle the pass. Just the players that we have in right now just fit what he's trying to do perfectly. Big dudes in the front that can run, and little dudes in the back that can cover and tackle.
Why has that defensive front had so much success? I know you're not watching every play, but I mean, what have you seen from your guys?
It's them winning the one-on-one matchups. I mean, individually, we have Big Phil, we have Ruben, we have Jabal Sheard, Mingo, Paul Kruger. We have those players that are going against the offensive line, and they're winning the individual matchups. And that's the biggest thing. They're just controlling their gaps, and they're not getting pushed out of their gaps. It's a gap scheme, and they're just holding their own. And the biggest thing is it's more of just them beating who they're going up against.
What is, just back to Horton for a second, what's he like, just as a dude, just as a guy, what's he like personally?
You talking about Coach Horton?
Yeah.
He's blunt. I mean, he likes to talk. He talks to us. He really likes to hear how the players perspective. He likes to hear what we like to run. He likes to hear what defenses that we like to play. And that's why we really get along with him a lot, because if it's stuff that we don't like running, it's no questions asked. He's going to throw it out. He asks us what we prefer playing. And I mean, and that's what's putting the game plan.
Is it easier to play for a coach like that who you have a dialogue with and who values your input versus a guy who kind of just tells you what to do?
Listening to how you said it, of course. I mean, if you listen to a person that you vibes off, at the end of the day, he's your coach, and whatever he says is the final call. But just listening to how you feel comfortable and just playing to your strengths, I mean, that helps out a whole lot. If you don't like playing a certain coverage, he'll let you play it the way you play it, as long as you're out there making plays.
Is there any question that Coach Horton's going to be a head coach in the NFL pretty soon?
I wouldn't put anything past that. I mean, I love him so much. I love him a lot as a defensive coordinator, but just with his resume and the way his coaching style and the way he coaches, I mean, he could be a head coach for any team.
Joe, what do you think of the love Darius Slay has shown you?
Actually, he hit me up on Twitter the other day, and we're going to be exchanging jerseys after the game, man. I mean, that's something that I look at, like, I'm honored, honestly, because I look at the people that I was playing up against when I first came in the league, and that people I was definitely looking up to. You never think you're going to be lining up across from or playing against the team that you've been looking at since you were young. But, I mean, it's an honor, and I'd love to just, I'm happy that I was somebody that he looked up to.
Joe, Darius has struggled a little bit from the start here, which is pretty common with rookie cornerbacks. He started off the season as a starter. He's been benched in recent weeks. What kind of advice do you give a guy, a young cornerback, going through those early struggles?
Oh, man, just honestly, I'm going to tell him, just tunnel vision, man. It's going to be a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, and especially playing at our position, the cornerback position, where you could be exposed just going against top-notch receivers each week. I mean, you just got to make sure you just stay focused. Don't listen to the outsiders. Listen to your coaches. Just work on what you've been getting beat on. Practice your technique. And just go in there with you. At defensive back, you have to have a very short memory. So I just tell them, just don't worry about it. Just keep going out there. Keep grinding every day, just trying to get yourself better.
I mean, how does it feel to have that much admiration, to get that much admiration from a guy? I mean, considering you've only been in the league a few years, I mean, was Slay a big fan of yours when you two were in the SEC or something?
That's what I heard. I mean, he's been just saying that he watched me when I was at Florida, and he continued to watch me when I was playing for the Browns, and that's about all I got out of him.
Okay. How did you transition so well as a rookie? Like I said, I mean, most cornerbacks, it's a position where young players really struggle, but you had a lot of success as a rookie. What was the key to that success?
God-given ability. I mean, some stuff I was just born with, you know, but at the end of the day, my coach is I had a Coach Henderson my rookie year, and he was on top of me as far as my technique would go. I mean, every single day, every practice play, he would never, ever, ever get off my back. So he was a big reason that just kept pushing me to always just never play any plays off and just get my technique more and more sound every practice. So I give a lot of credit to Coach, my position coach, Coach Henderson, for just staying on me.
What was the biggest transition from the SEC to the NFL that maybe caught you off guard a little bit?
I say the every week of going against top notch talent. I would equivalent to it as when we play against LSU or we play against Alabama. It's like we playing against them every single week, and you have to go about it like that. You never have a week off or a week where you playing a superior team where your talent is just a lot better than theirs. No matter how you really sum it up, you're going to come out on top. And I think that was the biggest thing, just every single week going into it like we're playing Alabama.
Joe, how has that locker room handled all the quarterback drama, and what kind of confidence do y'all have in Brandon Weeden?
Oh, we got a lot of confidence in Weeden. I mean, that was our guy from day one. This is his second year, but I mean he's a grown man. I mean he knows how to do it. He knows how to make all the throws. He has the ability to make all the throws. So everybody's just, you know, saying rallying behind him. And at the same time, we feel like the defense, we can always do better to help him, and special teams to put him in better situations. So just the whole team all around, just trying to work on just getting their stuff better to help out everybody.
What were your initial reactions to the Trent Richardson trade, and are you surprised at how well the team has responded since then?
Oh man, we've moved on. It's been a while. It's been long enough now. We've won 3 games since then. So I mean, I wish all the best for Trent. Great teammate and all, but you know what I'm saying, everything has worked this toll. He's with the Colts now, and we're here just trying to beat the Lions. So you know, we've definitely moved past that. If we're still on that, then people need to move on.
I mean, did that motivate you guys at all in any way?
I wouldn't say it motivated us at all. I mean, it just meant let you know, you know what I'm saying, everybody has to do their job. It's not locked in. It's a business. It brought back the complete business aspect of the game. And unless you're doing your job, or it just made everybody feel like they got to go out there and handle business so their spot is secure.
Still, a lot of people still don't know, you know, everything about Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon, but you go up against them in practice all the time. I mean, how good are those two guys?
Oh, those guys are special, and like I said before, we in-house, we always knew how special Josh Gordon was. We knew how special Jordan Cameron was. We were just waiting for the world to find out. I mean, those two dudes go in, and they make spectacular catches. They just don't make the catches that are normal, just right to them that they're supposed to make. They go above and beyond and make plays, and just the more opportunities they get, the more chances they'll be able to show everyone how good they really are.
You guys good?
Yeah, we are good. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.